Everything's running smoothly.
Yo, yo! Yo! What's going on? My name's Hartzell. That's Kitty. This is Hump Day. Baby! It's Casey Morning Show. What's going on, Kitty?
Good morning. I would like to ask that you refrain from using the word hump too much today.
What's going on?
Just not in the mood.
What's happening? What you mean?
You know?
Oh, you're hurting?
I'm cool with the Wednesday, but a hump day is like, you know, it's asking a lot of a lady.
Just not today.
Just not today.
How you doing? How you living? How you vibing? Fill us in, Kitty.
We gonna be all right. I got my tea here.
Mm-hmm.
It's cold down here this morning.
I gotta get some heaters in here because it is a chilly studio in the bottoms, broadcasting live from the bottoms on your KC Morning Show. Kitty, shall we do a weather dealio?
Yeah.
Let's do that. Your high today is 50 degrees. Let me close this pop-up. No, I do not want to buy the most versatile Chevy Tahoe of all time. No, what I want is your high 50 degrees, your low 30. Winds going to be in the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. What's that championship UV index, Kitty? What is it?
At this point, I just don't even know that I'll even see it.
It's a 2.
I'm
guessing you're not going to leave the couch.
No.
But it's going to be a 2 out of 10. So you can get a little sun. Your sunset tonight, 4:55.
Every day.
Low in the 30s. Winds light and variable, they say.
I saw a meme that said someone had given daylight savings time some NyQuil this go around.
Supposed to have a soccer game tonight, Kitty. Got that move to tomorrow. Playoffs, baby. Sporting KC taking on, what, Minnesota?
Are you ready to cross your tips?
Hell yeah, I'm ready. Because if we frost these tips, that means we brought home the cup. I'll frost them like Polito. How crazy would that be, Kitty? The Chiefs, Super Bowl champs in 2020. For a while, they're the only champions we thought we were going to get in 2020. You know, if Sporting can bookend it, ooh, now that's a way to finish strong. Kitty, how was your Monday, your Tuesday? Any news, any emails? We live vicariously through you, Kitty.
Through me.
Through you.
Yeah, I'm sorry to tell you, but I just went to work.
Hey, that's a good thing. You working. That makes us all feel like we're working together. You're our collective blue collar in these trying times.
Oh, dear.
Mm-hmm. You got the weight of the city on your shoulders.
My shoulders?
Mm-hmm.
They're small.
She goes in there every day, clocks in, clocks out virtually, of course, and at a distance.
Mm-hmm.
Sees maybe 2 people all day, but she does a bunch of online orders. Her e-commerce items are just through the roof. That's you. That's us, Kitty. You're all of us now.
Oh, jeez.
See those aviators right there? Those are yours now. That's like your rite of passage. Go ahead, hold on. Put those on real quick. Working girl. Ooh, did you just flex? There she is. Okay, I want those on all show.
I look like a narc. You're ridiculous.
Come on. No. The wink and the gun.
No.
Are we going to set up the tree? Is that going to be happening tonight?
I would really like for that to be happening.
It's just laying there.
It's just laying there.
I need it off my floor.
I had a dream that we decorated the tree, actually, now that I think about it.
Okay.
Yeah, and I was getting irritated because there were so many balls and not enough tree.
That's what she said. All right.
Okay.
There she goes.
I misspoke.
All right. Well, Kitty has a list for you a little later on in the show, but I also did a thing. I was over here.
You're going to use the word list twice.
Hard at work. What?
You're going to use the word list twice.
What do you?
You just said I did have a list for later.
Oh, no, I sure did. I ruined the tease. Let me just intro man, hit the button.
You know what? You know what? You just made the list.
The list of Hartzell.
You just made the list.
Let's bring it home, Hartzell, all right? I might need some words of wisdom right now, Kitty. Let's turn this around. This is my list. A list of things that we've done in 2020 to help cheer ourselves up.
1, stop stepping on your own toes.
2, quit botching the intro. 3, get to the list. All right, let's get to the list. All right, your top 10 ways to cheer yourself up in the year of 2020. Number 10, we've just been dancing it out. You've been dancing it out, Kitty?
Yeah.
Really?
I actually have.
I've not seen this.
It's in the few and far between moments when I have the music all the way up.
Because you play a bunch of music, but I never see you getting after it. No, I might, but I never see you.
Yeah, you do be getting after it.
I'm going to catch some of these moves.
You're going to catch way more than moves, but all right.
Nice. All right. Number 9, singing in the shower. Yeah.
Yep. I've been doing a lot of rapping in the shower.
It's all the freestyle you've been doing on this show. You've always wanted to be a SoundCloud rapper. You've always wanted to spit on a podcast. Now you're doing it, and you can't get enough.
You're right.
I can't wait for, you know, years from now when you release the shower sessions, you know? That EP's going to take off.
Call it Wet Kitty.
You nasty. You nasty. Number 8, baking things like cookies or perhaps banana bread, which was a thing. God, that feels like forever ago. Remember when the banana bread
thing was hot? Banana bread and Joe Exotic. Those were the easier days of quarantine. Money was just coming in.
That's right. You're right.
We were doing nothing.
People kind of gave a damn.
Yep.
Number 7, asking for a hug. Oh, well, I mean, you're not supposed to be doing that, though. I mean, I guess just the act of asking for it. Like, oh, can I get a hug?
I haven't hugged my mom in so long.
Number 6, taking a nap. Been doing a lot of that.
Every day.
A lot of that. Some of my best naps have come in quarantine. Number 5, cuddling with a pet. Marty Hartzell McFly Gray. Oh, he's the best. He gets me through these trying times. Lolita.
She's an aggressive cuddler.
She's a husky and thinks that she's a chihuahua. She just is not self-aware on her surroundings. She's not spatially aware.
No.
But she's so damn cute, though.
She is.
Number 4, calling a friend. I wish I had those.
Yep.
Number 3, going for a walk. Just walk it out. Now walk it out.
I did enjoy our government-mandated walks. Those were nice every day when people were like, I'm walking again.
Your daily constitutionals, you know?
That was good. Now it's too cold.
I think for a while people just thought this was a game. Mm-hmm. You know, like, oh, this is a fun exercise. Like, oh, we get to play quarantine.
Y'all dumped ice buckets on your head for the ALS challenge, but you can't wear a mask or stay inside for the Corona challenge. Mm-hmm. Wild.
Number 2, snacking.
Yep.
Yeah. Any kind of.
At quarantine 15.
What's your go-to in quarantine? What's your snack?
My go-to snacks? Mm-hmm. I just love everything.
I go the chocolate-covered pretzel.
Mm.
It's layered. It's filling.
I am like the stereotypical you could trap a white person with cheese. I could eat any kind of cheese, you know. Just shredded cheese out the bag, middle of the night.
Is that that trap?
Mouse trap? No. Cat trap.
And finally, number 1, the thing we are cheering ourselves up with in 2020, that goes to watching a favorite movie. It says almost half of us have done that this year to give ourselves a boost. What's the go-to?
50 First Dates.
50 First Dates for you?
Mm-hmm.
Adam Sandler, Drew Barrymore. Okay.
So good.
I got to go Empire Strikes Back, obviously. I Love You, I Know. It's the best scene of all time.
Both pretty good.
There you go. Your list of Hartzell. It's a pretty good list. I think we turned that around. I didn't step on the ending. I think we really brought it home, and I feel better for it. I'm cheered up.
Ready to go.
Number 12, doing an Obama accent, inexplicably. Felt like the situation warranted it. Hello, Kitty.
Hello.
You keep acting like I'm doing a thing. The man is here.
Again.
He stops by.
Never seen the two of you in the same room. It's just crazy.
Wednesday, December 2nd. Let's do the news.
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team!
Mm. Let's go, let's go. My name is Hartzell. Her name, she's the artist formerly known as Kitty.
Formerly Kitty. Known as.
Well, I guess in this situation, it's not formerly, it's formally.
Formally.
There we go.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. I thought we just found our title. All right. COVID.
And this morning, Kansas City, Missouri is reporting 444 new COVID-19 cases and 9 deaths. The 7-day rolling average of hospitalizations are steady. Hospitals in the 9-county Kansas City area are reporting an average of 168 COVID patients per day.
So, some news, Kitty. We've got some new recommendations from the CDC. They're saying that they're going to switch up that recommendation for quarantining after exposure to COVID-19. It's going to go from 14 days to 7 with a negative test. Or 10 days. So there you go. Governor Laura Kelly, she's going to hold a news conference on Wednesday talking vaccine distribution, because that's our new, I guess that's our new hurdle. Well, one of our new hurdles of the many hurdles that we're hurdling. Missouri, Who's getting them?
Governor Mike Parson's office says Pfizer's vaccine would likely go out in mid-December. Missouri would receive between 50 and 54,000 doses at first. In Kansas, we reached out to KDHE. The agency expects to have some more details Wednesday on just how many doses the state will get.
You know, when you're at a party and there's always that guy, you know, somebody's a little bit lit. We're all lit, but there's always that one guy who, even amongst the drunkenness, there's always that guy that wants to start something, you know? And in the moment, you know, I could get behind that. Okay, yeah, you know what? Yeah, yeah, I'm with you, man, yeah. And then the next day, that same dude who was like, yo, let's go do a thing, is like, yo, let's actually go do that thing. Mm-hmm. And then we've all sobered up. We're like, no, man, that was real dumb. Like, I'm not going to do that. Well, that seems to kind of be what's going on here. Blue Line, you know that bar?
Yep.
They're suing the mayor.
Kansas City, Missouri business, meanwhile, is suing Mayor Quentin Lucas and other county leaders over COVID-19 restrictions. Steve Stiegel, who owns the Blue Lion Hockey Bar in the River Market area, filed the lawsuit Monday. It asked the judge for a temporary restraining order to the mayor's latest COVID-19 restrictions, arguing that the rule that businesses must close at 10 p.m. is arbitrary. The mayor says the lawsuit is sloppy, pointing out that his name is misspelled and that similar suits have been dismissed.
We'll continue to have orders that keep the people of Kansas City and our region safe. I stand by that. I stand by the recommendations we received from our health director and other health directors.
It seems like he had planned on having more bars join in.
Yeah,
that's kind of what I what I gathered in the story. And they're like, yo, no, bro, no, we're not doing that again. It just seems like it's a little bit misguided anger. I get it, we're all trying to figure this thing out. And Blue Line, I saw some pictures, they had completely rehabbed that place. It looks amazing, and I love Blue Line. I used to go kick it there all the time. I keep saying this, I keep preaching this, they gotta pay us. Like, they have to pay us. Like, we are still in the middle of this thing. The vaccine is not here yet, and even when it does get here, you heard the audio, it's gonna be a minute. We're not getting that many doses at first. So yeah, pay us.
Here in the U.S., as Congress butts heads over another COVID relief package, a group of bipartisan lawmakers unveiled a $900 billion compromise bill.
It's simply unacceptable for us not to respond to help in this circumstance.
This one includes money to help businesses, federal unemployment benefits, though at $300 per week instead of $6, and help for state and local governments, as well as money for vaccines.
It would be stupidity on steroids if Congress left for Christmas without doing an interim package as a bridge.
But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Tuesday, for the most part, he's sticking with a smaller, scaled-back package that's already failed twice, but could have the support of President Trump.
We don't have time for lengthy negotiations. The issue is, do we want to get a result?
That right there, that whole bipartisan thing they came out with yesterday, that's a waste of everybody's time. Like, it didn't have direct payments. Like, it's just a waste of time, and we don't have time to waste. So we have to keep pressing the issue. Like, how many more of our friends have to lose a business? I mean, rent is due.
Rent was due yesterday, son.
The Health and Human Services and Centers for Disease Control nationwide ban on evictions is set to expire on New Year's Eve. That means come January 1st, many people in Kansas City could be evicted from their homes.
The landlords will be able to start their eviction process, which many of them will turn around within a week or two. And you'll go from the 6,000 people we have homeless in Kansas City or in the state of Missouri to, who knows? It's scary to even think.
Redemptorist Social Services Center in Midtown has seen a drastic increase in people needing help with food, rent, mortgage, and utilities, most needing help with the rent. They've served 70,000 people since the pandemic started in March, compared to 15,000 for all of 2019.
Most of the clients that need a lot of the assistance are 3, 4, 5 months behind. And at that point, it takes, a joint effort between multiple agencies to pay those large bills.
Yesterday, Kitty, Giving Tuesday, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
If you can, keep doing that, because a lot of nonprofits and organizations in KC, they could use all the help they can get, including Hope House.
Since the start of the pandemic, Hope House has not only seen the need for services increase dramatically, they've had to limit the number of women in the shelter and put them in hotel rooms instead, an expensive but necessary endeavor, which is made easier with period product donations, because instead of worrying about the cost of these essentials, Hope House can focus on supporting survivors with other services, which Jessica McClellan knows is so important.
One of the things about COVID-19 is it stopped a lot, but it did not stop the period. It did not stop domestic violence. What we're doing is impacting lives, and not only impacting lives, but saving lives.
It still blows my mind that on a lot of HSAs, tampons aren't even covered. What are we doing? Again, what are we doing?
The pink tax is cruel and unusual punishment for having a uterus.
Let's make a little history, Kitty.
Today, the Kansas City Finance Committee will hear an ordinance that would establish the city's first ever LGBTQ commission. There'll be public testimony from more than 60 local LGBTQ organizations at the meeting this morning. If it's approved out of committee, it would go to the full council tomorrow at 3, and if it passes there, it would be the first LGBTQ commission in the state of Missouri.
The first!
Wow.
The first.
2020. Have you seen one of our favorite actors has made a huge announcement? Elliot Page.
You want to do this now? I was going to do this later on. Let's just do it right now.
Yeah, absolutely. I am still blown away.
In the Netflix hit Umbrella Academy, Vanya has unparalleled superpowers. Today, the actor who plays that character found power sharing a deeply personal message. Hi, friends. I want to share with you that I am trans, Elliot Page began on Twitter. I feel lucky to be writing this, to be here.
I'm pregnant.
Oh, God.
Formerly known as Ellen Page, the star of the film Juno expressed gratitude for all who've supported his journey. I can't begin to express how remarkable it feels to finally love who I am enough to pursue my authentic self.
It's that time of year, Kitty. Everybody's putting together their list. This one's the best of the best YouTube videos of 2020. This one's led by Dave Chappelle. After the death of George Floyd, Dave Chappelle did that 27-minute video. He called it 8:46.
This man kneeled on a man's neck for 8 minutes and 46 seconds. Can you imagine that? He called for his mother. And for some reason that I still don't understand, all these police had their hands in their pockets. Who are you talking to? What are you signifying?
Also on the list, you got the first SNL of the year with Alec Baldwin and Jim Carrey. But also, this right here, the reunion, Jim and Michael.
What a great boss you turned out to be. Best boss I ever had.
That was a hard one. That was really, that was tough. Some of my most fond memories, personally or professionally, are entwined and connected with that
Without
show.
A doubt. I miss you a ton, man. It's so good to see you, and thank you so much for doing this.
Just to see your face is so great.
John Krasinski and Steve Carell, they got the band back together during Some Good News.
Beautiful.
Kitty, pour one out. Pour one out for the first ever Intercontinental Champion, the first ever openly gay professional wrestler.
Sitting here tonight, I'm going to say something that I would never want to say. For once in my life, I'm going to be me now. I survived all this being gay. I had a friend with me for 40 years, and I lost him because he had a heart attack, and I ended up alone. I survived the business. I did. I'm so proud of me. It's tough, guys. It was tough.
We love you, Pat. We've always loved you.
I gave my life to the business. I don't regret nothing. And for the rest of my life, I want to be happy.
He was the first ever Intercontinental Champion crowned in 1979. The tournament took place in Rio de Janeiro. Kitty, it was a tournament to crown the vacant Intercontinental Champion. Well, funny story about that story is that it was all completely made up. None of it ever happened.
Oh.
The whole thing. Rio de Janeiro tournament. Yeah, the whole thing was all made up.
Hmm.
Pro wrestling. The absolute best. Pat Patterson, RIP. Let's wrap it up with this, Kitty. Another would you or won't you situation. You love Elf, right?
Love Elf.
We elves try to stick to the four main food groups. Candy, candy canes, candy corns, and syrup.
The Royal Park Hotel in Rochester, Michigan created the Buddy the Elf themed suite. While you're there, Kitty, you can check out the Buddy's Mailroom Cocktail. It's got all of the Elf four main food groups. $4.99 for the pleasure.
Wow.
Would you do that? I might be into that.
Where is it at?
In Rochester, Michigan.
Oh, no.
You want that cocktail?
I mean, yeah, but like, I don't know, $500 to like drive up to Michigan? Are you kidding me? They got like some lakes there. And I think an ex-boyfriend of mine. So no thank you.
Where do you sit on this thing?
You don't.
Roads are fun. Nowhere else.
The KC Morning Show.
So I'm on Twitter the other day. I was mad about something. I don't even know what it was now. You know, Twitter, of course. And you know what? This account popped up on my timeline. It was Rolls of Fun. And for a split second, it didn't even matter what I was angry about. And I just got nothing but happy feels, all the nostalgia. I was like, you know what? How have they been? What's going on at Worlds of Fun? What's happening at Oceans of Fun? Chris Foshee, he's the communications director at Worlds of Fun and Oceans of Fun. Welcome to the KC Morning Show.
Thanks for the social media plug, man. It's, it's great to hear. And great to be here. Thanks for having me. Love the show. Love what you guys are doing. And glad to be a part of it.
And I mean it, Chris. When I saw that Worlds of Fun logo, just got so many warm feelings, you know? So how have you been? How's everybody holding up in the midst of all of this craziness?
I mean, we did open, this season. It was a shortened season. But, you know, it was remarkable to, you know, during all of this to welcome guests back. And, you know, I think most importantly, we showed that not only we can open, but we can do it safely. We can do it correctly. So, coming off of that big win, you know, we were the first amusement park in our Cedar Fair family to open. So, you know, just really proud of that team, hoping to ride that momentum off into 2021. You know, who knows what that's going to look like, but, you know, we're prepared to make it another great season for sure.
And I know we're all trying to adjust, you know, whatever this new normal is or what it's going to be, but the nature of what y'all do, you know, you're an amusement park. You know, you're supposed to have people out there. So what was it like for not just you, but the whole staff, just having to figure all this out together, I guess, in real time?
It was wild. I think like most businesses, you know, you kind of just have to adapt at the last minute. We're built for that. You know, Worlds of Fun, a lot of people don't realize, I mean, we kind of operate like a small village within a city. So, you know, we're really equipped to kind of work and be agile and, you know, do what we need to do and put it in place and make sure that it works. You know, was it business as usual? No, but, you know, it was still Worlds of Fun and we were still able to have some fun this year. And, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I mean, it definitely hit the spot for me.
Food still good? I mean, that's what I want to know. How was the food? Was it still amazing?
Oh, yeah.
Ah, there it is.
Funnel cake is still funnel cake, no matter what.
As weird as, you know, 2020 has been, what are you looking forward to for 2021?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is the return of Oceans of Fun. I mean, we went an entire year without the water park, and, you know, Worlds of Fun is so important to the Kansas City community, but, you know, that water park, it definitely serves a purpose. Not only, you know, does it have, good times and fond memories, but it gets hot out here and, you know, it definitely hits the spot on a hot summer day here in Kansas City. So looking forward to getting that back open. We have a brand new water slide called Riptide Raceway. It was supposed to open in 2020, but you know what? We're going to roll into 2021 and, just more anticipation for it. It will be the world's longest mat racing slide.
Whoa,
so
break that down, because I was looking at some of the bullet points. I don't do well on roller coasters. I don't love heights, but here's my thing. If there's water involved, I'm good to go. I think it's just a distraction. I don't know if just the water makes it fun for me, but I was the guy that always would hang out at Oceans of Fun, and I would just, you know, go eat at Worlds of Fun.
The great thing about this new slide, I mean, it has a world record breaking, you know, record, and that sounds like big and bad and everything, but I mean, it's really a family friendly attraction. I believe the height requirement is 42 or 46. I mean, so, you know, you and three others, get on the water slide, you race down one of the four tubes that are, you know, stretched down the hillside, and, you know, kind of a little bit of bragging rights as well. And, you know, you got a stoplight to kind of, you know, time your race and everything like that. So it adds a little competition to it as well.
I'm someone who, you know, when I think of amusement parks, I was introduced with Worlds of Fun and Oceans of Fun. That's like my bar. So you go out there and you experience every place else, and it has its own unique qualities and all that. What do you think makes Worlds of Fun, Oceans of Fun, what makes it so uniquely Kansas City?
I mean, it's ingrained in the history. You know, the same founders of the Kansas City Chiefs. I mean, they're, for starters, I mean, everyone's been here. You know, you have memories of riding the same BZ Zinger when you were younger, or, you know, conquering the Orient Express. You know, I think that's truly what makes it special is it's uniquely Kansas City, but it's unique to our own individual experiences. You know, there's no other place like it. It's got its own feel, its own vibe. Not to mention, we know how to throw an event, particularly with, you know, Halloween Haunt, Winterfest, and Grand Carnival. Kansas City knows how to party, and, you know, I think we're an extension of that.
Well, you're talking about, you know, Halloween Haunt and, you know, Winterfest. I'm getting excited, man. I'm missing the fact that we can't be there now, but I'm excited for all the possibilities, all the new possibilities for 2021. So what are we thinking as far as a reopening date? Do we have anything on the table yet?
Yeah, right now we're kind of just waiting and seeing. You know, we're looking for a late spring kind of opening, but, you know, we'll have that information announced on our social media channels as soon as we know. We're kind of just, you know, like any other business, just watching the environment, kind of just seeing, you know, what challenges are ahead of us. But, you know, like I said, the good news is, you know, we do plan on opening Oceans of Fun, and we do hope to return some of our events this year, like Halloween Haunt and Grand Carnival. You know, just trying to see what confines we have to operate in to make sure that it's safe and, you know, as fun as possible for our guests.
Well, I cannot wait to check back in. I'm thinking we do, you know, once we get closer to the reopening, I want to do like a ride of the week. You know, we all have so many amazing memories at Worlds of Fun, at Oceans of Fun. For so many of us, it's just a part of who we are, not just our childhood, but who we are now. So, Chris, thank you so much. And again, congrats and thanks to your team as well. Even within Worlds of Fun, you guys were your own village and you made this thing work. So congrats to you and your team. And I cannot wait to get back out there, my friend.
Thank you. And, you know, thank you to the Kansas City community. I mean, you know, it's just it's a special place that we're lucky to call home because, I mean, you know, we've relied on the support of the city and all of our guests and our fans. And, you know, it's nice to know, even after a rough year, that, you know, everyone's got each other's back. So looking forward to 2021 and getting back to some fun for sure.
I'm begging here. Let me do one of the announced voices for one of the rides. So can I be one
You're
of the
done.
PA guys?
You know what, man? It's funny you mentioned that. We're actually looking to replace a lot of them to make them more uniform.
What?
So
what? Yeah, let's what? Go! Let's go! I was completely BSing, but now I am back on board. I am on board, my friend. I will send you an email ASAP.
You're going to have to audition for that Mamba, you know, the boom, boom hiss.
Chris, it's on.
Love it.
Going straight to one place, right to Kansas City.
The KC Morning Show.
Kitsay! It's that time. It is that time on this hump day. Baby! You get some words of wisdom. Some words to just propel you not only through the rest of your day, the rest of your week. And you know what? We're in December, kitty. This is going to get us through the rest of our year. And we need you in this year more than ever, kitty. More than ever. You got some stuff for me?
Yep.
You want some music?
Yep.
Very direct. I like this. What you want?
You know, I was doing, actually, I don't care.
You took a complete 180 on that. You were direct, you were to the point, and then you just gave up. All right. I don't even know what this is, but here we go. Words of wisdom on your KC Morning Show.
Okay.
Kidding.
My mission in life is not merely to survive, but to thrive, and to do so with some passion, some compassion, some humor, and some style. Maya Angelou. If we don't change, we don't grow. If we don't grow, we aren't really living. Gail Shee.
Oh, I see you, Gail. I see you, Gail.
You're only here for a short visit. Don't hurry, don't worry, and be sure to smell the flowers along the way. Walter Hagen.
My dear friend Walter.
Keep your eyes on the stars and your feet on the ground. That's Teddy Roosevelt.
Big Teddy. Big Ted forever.
The more you praise and celebrate your life, the more there is in life to celebrate. Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah said that. My girl O.
Mm-hmm. All life is an experiment. The more experiments you make, the better. Gross. Ralph Waldo Emerson.
Gross. Give me a couple more.
All right.
I like this track. Who is this? This is Wellness off their High and Dry EP. I have no idea where I found this.
The great thing in this world is not so much where you stand as in what direction you are moving. Oliver Wendell Holmes. Mm. It's not about how hard you can hit.
Mm-hmm.
It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. That's Rocky Balboa.
That's Rocky God Balboa. It sure is. It sure is. That's how winning is done. That's how winning is done. Adrian! Adrian!
All right.
Plant, oh, that's it?
Plant your garden and decorate your own soul instead of waiting for someone to bring you flowers. Jose Luis Borges.
Give me a Kitty cut. A Kitty original. You got 22 seconds before the song ends. Break them off with them words of wisdom. Kitty, what you got?
If you don't want to get burned, keep your hand off the stove.
There it is. What's your words of wisdom? That's Kitty. My name's Hartzell. Wow, that's pretty good. Haven't had to outro a cold out in a while. Wow. Woo, Kitty, where can people find you?
At Holy Hearts.
You can get me at Hartzell965. You can get the show at The KC Morning Show on Instagram. Just KC Morning Show everywhere else. And if you got any holiday greetings, any holiday traditions, we just want to hear from you. We just want an excuse to play your audio. So honestly, you can just send us a voicemail or whatever, and we're going to probably play it. kcmorningshow@gmail.com. And yes, I am fully aware of what I just said. And even saying that, yeah, we'll probably just play it.
Yeah. Send it in. Tell us about your hijinks with your family.
Hilarity ensues.
Oh.
That's all I got. My name's Hartzell. That's Kitty. A good day to be a Kansas Cityan, yeah?
The best.
Always.
That was really a productive segment, wasn't it?
The KC Morning Show.
We'll see you in the morning. Bye.
Bye.